Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, representatives of Indigenous Peoples, and civil society organizations. Your Excellencies, friends and colleagues, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to address the 57th session of Human Rights Council on behalf of the Board of Trustees of the UN Voluntary Fund for Indigenous Peoples. Mr. President, the fund is mandated to support Indigenous Peoples' representatives in the key UN meetings and processes relevant to them. Over the last 39 years, the fund's mandate has been expanded several times and has supported about 4,000 Indigenous representatives in UN human rights mechanisms and processes. Mr. President, in 2023 alone, the fund supported 126 Indigenous representatives from 47 countries in 14 UN meetings. Of the grantees, 69 were Indigenous women and 57 men, including 52 Indigenous youth, 5 persons with disabilities, 5 from LGBTIQ plus communities. In 2024, the fund supported 201 grantees in 20 UN meetings and processes. Among them were 101 women, 94 men, 2 transgender women, 2 two-spirited men, and 2 two-spirited women from 55 countries. Mr. President, the fund benefits Indigenous representatives by enabling their participation in United Nations meetings to advocate for remedies to human rights violations in their communities and territories. The fund not only provides financial travel grants to Indigenous peoples, but also prioritizes the increasing their capacity through resources allocated for capacity building. It organizes human rights training sessions in Geneva and New York and offers online training to reach Indigenous peoples worldwide. In 2023, the fund and its partners conducted 14 online training courses and 5 in-person training sessions to prepare grantees and individuals on Indigenous issues and the UN systems. Over 2,000 participants benefited from the online training, and about 150 Indigenous representatives benefited from the in-person training held in New York, Geneva, and Dubai. The fund and its partners have conducted 15 online and 2 in-person training on various topics such as Human Rights Council, UPR process, Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, AMRIP, UN climate change processes, and UN treaty bodies. Over 1,500 participants have been involved since January 2024. Mr. President, the fund, in collaboration with its partner organization, has developed an annual training calendar aligned with UN meetings and processes. The online training courses are available in 5 languages: English, French, Spanish, Russian, and Portuguese, making the fund the largest training provider to Indigenous peoples within the UN system. Mr. President, the fund receives 4,000 to 5,000 applications annually, reflecting its expanded mandate in business and human rights and climate change. This has created new opportunities for Indigenous peoples to advance human rights protection. However, it also means increased demands on the fund's resources. On average, the fund supports 150 to 170 Indigenous representatives, approximately 3% of its total request. The fund has significantly contributed to increasing international awareness and action on the rights of Indigenous peoples worldwide. Mr. President, in 2025, the fund will celebrate its 40th anniversary. I would like to appeal to all governments to consider supporting the vital work of the UN Voluntary Fund for Indigenous Peoples. The fund would not be able to carry out its mandate without sustainable financial support. In this regard, and on behalf of the Board of Trustees, I would like to express our deepest gratitude and appreciation to the governments of Australia, Canada, Estonia, Mexico, New Zealand, Norway, Peru, and the Philippines for their contributions in 2023. I thank you, Mr. President, and wish you a very successful session.
I thank Mr. Dev Kumar Sunu.